you've been paying attention this week, we've had the Finsider Award. So far, we've had the most improved player. Charles Clay was voted by us and the chat and Tristan, everybody involved. Most valuable defensive player, Brent Grimes. And today, we're going to pick the most outstanding offensive player. And the nominees are as follows.
And now, the nominees for Most Outstanding Dolphins Offensive Player of 2013 are Charles Clay. Clay developed into a major weapon for the Dolphins' offense this past season, collecting a team-high 6 receiving touchdowns and posting the second-best yardage and reception totals for a tight end in Dolphins history. Brian Hartline. Hartline continued to click with Ryan Tannehill in 2013 as he went over 1,000 yards receiving for the second straight season and also had a team-best 76 catches. Mike Pouncey. Pouncey, the Dolphins' third-year center, made his first Pro Bowl in 2013 with strong play in the middle of the Dolphins' offensive line. Ryan Tannehill. In his second season, Tannehill stepped up his game to finish in the top 12 of NFL quarterbacks in completions, yards, and touchdown passes. Mike Wallace. In his first season with the Dolphins, Wallace posted a career-high 73 receptions while recording 930 receiving yards, including a team-best 4 100-yard receiving games. And those are the nominations for the Miami Dolphins' Most Outstanding Dolphins Offensive Player of 2013.
All right, guys, so we have five nominees, Clay, Wallace, Hartline, Pouncey, and Ryan Tannehill. Now, the way this works, I'll get a vote, OJ will get a vote, Raul will get a vote, Tristan will get a vote, and the live chat will also get a vote. We also included the Dolphins.com writers in our voting, and they've already selected Andy Cohen, selected Charles Clay, Alan Pupar selected Mike Wallace, and Andy Kent selected Charles Clay. So I'm going to start this off. I'm going to go with Charles Clay for all the obvious reasons. I just do believe that he stepped up the biggest. That was the biggest void left by Dustin Keller early in the preseason, and no one had the confidence that Charles Clay was going to be able to come close to 70 catches on the season, close to 1,000 yards. He led the team in touchdown reception. So my vote easily goes with Charles Clay.
Yeah, I would go with Big Play Clay as well, but we already gave him an award. So let's go with somebody else. I'm going with Ryan Tannehill. I thought Ryan, you know, what he did from year one to year two was very impressive, considering how porous the line was, how many times he was sacked 58 times, hit numerous times, but he still stuck in there and made some plays. He had 5 300-plus-yard games. He had a couple bad games as well. But I think when we needed him to make some plays, he did. It and considering the situation. So I'm expecting even more things out of Ryan in year three, but I'm going Ryan Tannehill as my offensive player.
Well, I love how this works out because I had a hard time. I wrote about Charles Clay. That's who I chose. So obviously my vote is for Charles Clay. So if you want to know why, you can read it online. But I'll tell you why I didn't choose Hartline and Tannehill, who were the other two guys that I had really close. Hartline, great job, but towards the end of the year, especially when they needed it most, he had 1-2 catches per game. And for a guy that's going to be your offensive most outstanding player of the year, I think you need to find a way to step up and, you know, give a little more than just 1 or 2 catches. Obviously, you know, the defense, the opposing defense focusing on him is a factor, but Tannehill was the other guy. Reason why I didn't vote for Tannehill was, yes, he did double his touchdowns, but he also increased his interceptions. And, yes, he took a lot of sacks. But in my opinion, I don't know the exact number because I don't get the luxury of reviewing the coach's film. But I believe that there were quite a few sacks that he could have avoided that he just held on to the ball too long, you know, obviously trying to make something happen. But you got to have that internal clock and get rid of the ball a little sooner, in my opinion, for Tannehill.
All right, so I went with Charles Clay. OJ, you went with Ryan Tannehill, as well as Raul Stryker going with...
I think Clay is dormy now,
with
right?
Clay. He could be. He could be. Let's see what Tristan has to offer over in the Metro PCS Comment Center. Which way are you going, Tristan?
Charles Clay. Okay. I'm going with Charles Clay. Even though I'm being told by Scope that Brian Hartline had more yards
receptions.
In receptions yeah. than him, I still think Charles Clay. The chat... They're with us as well. Charles Clay with 56%.
Well, wow. Wide receivers are supposed to have a little bit more than tight ends.
53% now.
Most of the time.
Yeah, and that's a tribute really to Charles Clay. I mean, this wasn't a tight end-driven offense by any stretch. And just the plays that stick out in my mind, the extra effort plays at Pittsburgh, the extra effort play at home inside of Sun Life Stadium against the Chargers.
Don't, come on, John. Don't do this to me. You know, I wanted to go Clay.
I know, but you did it for the team.
Right.
You took
Thank
one for
you.
The
Thank
team
you.
Here. But guys, I mean, when you take a look back at the special player, we named him Big Play Clay a couple years ago because it seemed like in his rookie year, in his second year, every catch that he had was 25 yards or more. It seemed like it was down the field. But this year, He was able to block a little bit better as a tight end. He was able to move the offense, threaten the defense down the middle of the field. And then once he got his hands on the football, he was able to show his speed and athleticism in the open field and get into the end zone. That's the most important aspect for Charles Clay for me in 2013, was he was able to take those routine catches and turn them into points.
Charles Clay made that big step. He really did. He made that big step when all was lost, when Dustin Keller went down, and he made some plays in games like you talked about, John, that really changed the whole complexity of the game. That gave us a boost. That got us going. His touchdown in Pittsburgh turned into a much better play by our defense and things like that. I thought what he did on that team was contagious, and you get the White House and all the rest of the team talking about it, you get other guys playing a lot better. So I thought that, Charles Clay he's a heck of a player for us this past season, and he's the guy that we thought he was, and that's the most important thing. Going into 2014, I think Charles Clay is going to be a guy that you reckon with. We talk about at the end of the season where Charles wasn't as effective because defense started paying a lot more attention to him, and that's a sign of respect in this league.
Well, I think teams are going to have to prepare for him now. They're not just showing up going 42 is just another guy.
Well, and they use him in so many different ways. They use him sometimes as a fullback lined up in the backfield. Sometimes they split him out wide. Sometimes he's in the slot. I mean, the guy plays, he's versatile. He plays pretty much every position on the offense. And I remember many times listening to the press conferences with Philbin and the coaches where they mentioned that, aside from quarterback, that's probably the hardest position on this offense. You have to basically be very involved in both the passing attack and the running game. And one of the plays that, to me, sticks out from Clay that hasn't really been mentioned because it didn't result in a touchdown was that fourth down and six, if I recall.
Yeah, the big
against
play.
The Patriots. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, the pass was backwards. I'm like, no. And then, he just made it happen. It was all him after he caught the ball.
Well, you're on the right theme, because tomorrow the play of the year will be revealed in the Finsiders Awards. And Charles already has two under his belt, and he has a couple to choose from in that category. So we'll get to that tomorrow. We'll get everybody's input on that as we go for play of the year tomorrow.